Welcome to Seed Seller Training Radio, the only podcast that helps you handle objections, overcome obstacles, and reach your sales goals in the world of selling seed. Internet radio for seed sellers with your host, Rod Ostis.
PIK, P-I-K, taught me everything I needed to know about attitude. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the biggest marketplace challenge I ever faced in my seed selling career. On January 11, 1983, President Ronald Reagan announced a new government program called Payment in Kind, also known as PIK. It was the government's solution to meeting three goals: shoring up sagging market prices, getting rid of government surpluses, and reducing the amount of cash the government would need to pay to farmers who complied with the acreage reduction program. Under the PIK program, farmers could elect to set aside an additional 10 to 30% of their acres over and above the 10% that was already in place under the current farm program. Farmers could also select to set aside 100% of their acres and plant nothing at all if the government accepted their bid for the number of bushels of corn to be received in exchange for leaving all those acres idle. Regardless of the option they chose, the government would pay growers in grain instead of cash. Program participation far exceeded everyone's expectations, and even though it met the government's three goals, it had a very negative effect on every farm supply company in the U.S. The government projected that most agriculture companies' sales would drop about 5 to 10% due to the decrease in acres planted. But the impact was far greater. It didn't matter whether they were selling fertilizer, chemicals, seed, or machinery. Some companies lost as much as 50% of their sales in the PIK year. The PIK program could have been devastating for our company also, which was entering its fifth year in operation. Our business was being taken away from us by a force that was completely out of our control. Luckily, we refused to let it happen. What did we do to counteract such an aggressive acreage reduction program? Well, we made changes, and we made them fast. We immediately gathered our dealers and our entire sales force together and gave them a mission and a plan. The mission was to get back as much business as possible and more. The plan was to put our entire sales force on the road in teams of two for two full weeks. When we developed this strategy, I don't think even we realized the impact that an entire sales force on the road all at once could have on a company and on our mission, especially when they spend two full weeks together focusing on one mission. Once we got our team's attention and got their attitudes focused, no one could stop us. It seemed that we were the only ones out there who had a mission. There wasn't another seed salesperson to be found at that time. Most of them had already decided the year was over, and there was nothing else they could do to change it. But because of our attitude about not letting anyone else take away our future, we got the sales back we lost and then some. In fact, we ended the year with a company-wide double-digit sales increase in my region, a 42% increase in sales over the previous year. We got more new customers in the PIK year than we did during any other year in the history of our company. Why? Because we decided we needed these customers so we could stay in business. PIK could have killed our young company, and we weren't going to let that happen. It all came down to our attitude about not wanting to lose. And that attitude gave us the desire to take action instead of letting our outside factors determine the success of our business and our future. Now, this scenario may be history. In fact, some of you were so young you wouldn't even remember it. But the concept is still relevant today. Someone or something is always trying to take away your business from you. Seed sellers complain to me about competitors all the time, taking business away from them. And the first thing I ask is, what are you going to do about it? And what are you doing about it? Are you sitting around wringing your hands, wishing the bad things would go away? Or are you plotting a whole new strategy to take back what is yours? Our company won in the PIK year because we refused to be controlled, and we went out and got someone else's business to replace what was being taken from us. Every year, I can tell which salespeople will win in our marketplace and which ones will lose. It's always the reps with the best attitudes. The seed sellers who win are always looking inside themselves to solve problems, never at someone else or at their company. They keep themselves positive, and they understand that they are the only ones who can get it done. Attitude is the number one reason for success. Everyone is forced to deal with challenges, but it's only those with attitudes about having control over their own destiny who end up winning. Okay, so not everyone can reach their seed selling goals because there aren't enough acres to cover all those goals. I'll give you that. But it's never going to be me who loses out because no one can beat my attitude toward winning. I said no one can beat my attitude toward winning, not even Mr. Pick.
Thank you for listening to Seed Seller Training Radio from Rod Ostis and the R.C. Thomas Company. For more tactical ways on how to increase your sales, be sure to register for the 2013 Public Camp in Davenport, Iowa. Open to salespeople all across the globe. Register today at rcthomas.com.